Two of the most recognized names in the health and fitness app world are Noom and MyFitnessPal. Over the years, both platforms have earned their reputations by helping millions of people improve their health. However, as user needs continue to evolve, it is worth considering whether these apps cover all the essential aspects of health tracking. This article takes an honest look at Noom versus MyFitnessPal, discussing what each platform does well, where they fall short, and how Calorie Tracker Buddy fills the gaps both apps leave behind. For anyone deciding between Noom vs MyFitnessPal, the real question isn't just features, it is which approach you can actually stick to. The evolving needs in health tracking. Health and fitness apps, especially modern calorie tracking apps, have become indispensable tools for anyone trying to manage nutrition and stay consistent. Among the top choices are Noom and MyFitnessPal, each offering unique features for tracking nutrition, exercise, and overall wellness. Both apps have revolutionized how we approach our health. When you look closely at Noom vs MyFitnessPal, those limitations start to stand out quickly. While Noom vs MyFitnessPal have their strengths, neither truly makes health tracking an emotionally rewarding or sustainable long-term habit. As users look for experiences that motivate and engage them day after day, it's clear that both platforms still have room to improve. Noom, what it does well. Noom is built on behavioral science, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to help users understand the psychology behind their eating habits. Instead of focusing solely on what you eat, Noom guides you through why you make certain choices. The app's daily, bite-sized lessons make psychological concepts approachable, without ever labeling foods as good or bad. A personal coach is assigned to each Noom user, providing individualized support throughout their journey. The app also includes group support options and SOS plans for moments when motivation wanes. NoomMed further enhances the experience by offering access to GLP-1 medications and menopause care, paired with the behavioral program for added health support. In the Noom vs MyFitnessPal comparison, this behavioral approach is what makes Noom stand out for users who need guidance over raw data. Where Noom falls short. Despite its behavioral approach, Noom's food tracking is somewhat basic. It relies on a color-coded traffic light system instead of providing detailed calorie and macro breakdowns. It lacks gamification and an emotional reward system that might help keep users engaged, and while it does offer AI-powered photo meal logging, the feature is less refined than dedicated nutrition-focused apps. Some users also find Noom's structure too rigid, leaving little room for flexibility. In the context of Noom vs MyFitnessPal, this simplicity can feel limiting for users who want deeper nutritional insights. MyFitnessPal, what it does well. In the context of Noom vs MyFitnessPal, this simplicity can feel limiting for users who want deeper nutritional insights. It boasts a food database containing over 20 million items, making logging meals quick and simple. Features like voice logging make the process faster, though barcode scanning has moved behind the Premium Plus paywall, and the app offers detailed insights into calories, macros, and micronutrients. It also integrates with over 35 fitness devices and apps, including Fitbit, Garmin, and Apple Health. For those who value detailed data, MyFitnessPal is the go-to app, providing precise tracking to monitor progress. However, the question remains, does it offer enough to keep users motivated long-term compared to Noom vs MyFitnessPal? Where MyFitnessPal falls short. While MyFitnessPal excels as a data tool, it lacks the behavioral support and motivation that could help users stay on track. The app offers precise data but doesn't provide coaching or any interactive features to keep users motivated. For beginners, its interface can be overwhelming, and the lack of gamification or emotional feedback means users often lack the drive to keep going. It tracks your progress, but it doesn't help you stay motivated to continue. This is where Noom vs MyFitnessPal differ. One focuses on behavioral coaching, the other on raw data. The shared gap between Noom and MyFitnessPal. In the Noom vs MyFitnessPal comparison, both platforms are well established, but they share a key limitation: neither makes health tracking emotionally engaging or fun. Noom relies on lessons and coaching to motivate users, while MyFitnessPal focuses on data. Neither platform provides an engaging, interactive experience that keeps users excited about their progress day after day. This is one of the main reasons why people abandon health apps altogether. It's clear that there's a gap in the Noom vs MyFitnessPal experience. Calorie Tracker Buddy, the alternative built for engagement. Calorie Tracker Buddy was created to address the gaps left by both Noom and MyFitnessPal. It's designed to make health tracking feel like a daily celebration instead of just another task. Here's what sets it apart. Photo-based meal logging, no more manual tracking. Simply take a photo of your meal, and the app will automatically scan it for calories, nutrients, and balance. Virtual Buddy, each user gets a virtual pet that grows stronger with every healthy choice made, whether it's skipping a snack, eating well, or hitting their step goal. This creates an emotional feedback loop that keeps you motivated beyond raw data. Real-time meal feedback, after logging your meal, you get instant feedback on how it fits into your goals. This isn't just about calories, but a meaningful response tailored to your progress. Goal predictions, the app shows you how each choice, whether a meal, snack, or drink, affects your overall progress, giving you context for every decision. Calorie burn tracking, from workouts to daily activities, every movement counts toward your calorie burn goal. Social sharing, share your meals, celebrate your streaks, and get support from your community, all within the app. Hydration and step targets, it sets daily targets for water intake, 2.5 liters, and steps, 10,000, to keep you on track. Simple onboarding, setting up the app is a breeze. Just set your goals, snap and track meals, and get motivated. Side-by-side summary of Noom vs MyFitnessPal vs Calorie Tracker Buddy. Feature. Noom. Behavioral plus coaching. MyFitnessPal. Tracking first. Calorie Tracker Buddy. Social plus gamified. Food logging. Photo meal logging. Yes. Premium only. Yes. Calorie and macro tracking. Yes. 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 Real-time meal feedback. No. Limited. Yes. Coaching and guidance. Personal coaching. Yes. No. Via buddy system. Daily motivation. Daily lessons. No. Buddy driven. Goal predictions. General. Calorie based. Meal by meal. Engagement and social. Virtual pet slash gamification. No. No. Yes. Social meal sharing. No. Limited. Yes. Platform and access. App and device integrations. Basic. 40 plus partners. Yes. Free to use. No. Free tier, limited. Yes. Medical slash GLP-1 support. Noom Med. No. No. Beginner friendly. Moderate. Steep learning curve. Yes. Noom vs MyFitnessPal vs Calorie Tracker Buddy. So, when it comes to Noom vs MyFitnessPal, how do you decide which one is right for you? Choose Calorie Tracker Buddy if you're looking for a simple, engaging, and emotionally rewarding health tracking experience. The app combines smart calorie tracking with fun gamified features and real-time feedback, making it the best choice for users who need consistent motivation every day. Choose Noom if you need structured behavioral support, personalized coaching, and potentially medically supervised weight management. It's perfect for users who want to deeply understand their habits with professional guidance along the way. Choose MyFitnessPal if you're self-motivated and prefer the most accurate nutritional data. It's ideal for people who already use fitness devices and want a powerful tracking tool. However, it doesn't offer coaching or emotional support, which can lead to burnout. Conclusion. Choosing the right health app isn't just about features, it's about finding something you can stay consistent with over time. In the Noom vs MyFitnessPal comparison, both platforms bring strong but very different approaches to the table. One focuses on behavioral change and guided support, while the other delivers precise tracking and data-driven insights. Ultimately, the Noom vs MyFitnessPal decision depends on what motivates you more. If you need structure and psychological guidance, Noom is a strong fit. If you prefer control through detailed tracking, MyFitnessPal stands out. But if you're looking for a more engaging and intuitive experience that keeps you motivated daily, exploring alternatives like Calorie Tracker Buddy may offer a better long-term solution. Frequently asked questions. Q. What is the main difference in the Noom vs MyFitnessPal comparison? The key difference in the Noom vs MyFitnessPal comparison lies in their approach. Noom focuses on behavioral change through coaching and psychology-based lessons, while MyFitnessPal emphasizes detailed calorie and nutrient tracking. Q. Does Calorie Tracker Buddy offer photo-based meal logging? Yes, Calorie Tracker Buddy allows users to log meals simply by taking a photo, making tracking faster and more intuitive compared to traditional methods used in apps like those in the Noom vs MyFitnessPal space. Q. Is Calorie Tracker Buddy free to use? Yes, Calorie Tracker Buddy offers its core features for free, whereas Noom requires a subscription for full access, and MyFitnessPal has both free and premium versions. Q. Which app is best for beginners? For beginners comparing options in the Noom vs MyFitnessPal category, ease of use matters. Calorie Tracker Buddy stands out with its simple onboarding and intuitive interface, while MyFitnessPal can feel overwhelming, and Noom requires commitment to its structured program.